Thank you for joining us. You're now listening to the good stuff on this great local radio station. Stations like Winter South Dakota, KWYR 1260 AM Country, and Miles City, Montana, KMTA 1050 AM, and KYUS 92.3 FM.
All right. We want to remind folks that Cherry County is open.
That's right. And it's a great place to visit. Well, first off, we love to live here, but part of it's because there's so many great things to do here.
Cherry County is the home of the Nebraska Star Party. Check that out at NebraskaStarParty.org. People from all over the world come for the International Dark Skies Park designation. And, of course, there's a lot of motel rooms, a lot of Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots. River races, Quiet Trails International designation, much, much more. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com.
And if you pause just for a moment, you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. They are the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
tsln.com and Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Indeed.
I'll bet ranchers like Yvonne Hollenbeck read
yes.
that.
I'll bet so.
Do you have something in your hands for
speaking? Yes, but it's not an original piece like you might have thought. No. This is called The Pot Story. And you've seen it, you've possibly heard it, but it bears repeating. A water bearer in India had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole, which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived as a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself and I want to apologize to you. I have been able to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak all over back to your house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot says. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you have watered them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house." Now, you know there's got to be a moral to this story. Absolutely. Each of us has our own unique flaws. We're all cracked pots, but it's the cracks and the flaws we each have that make our lives together so very interesting and rewarding. You've just got to take each person for who they are and look for the good in them. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape.
There you go.
Yep, I like that.
I've got a couple more puns to share with you today.
Okay.
Yeah, she was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
That's good. I like that.
A rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class because it was a weapon of math disruption. And a dog gave birth to puppies near the road and was cited for littering.
Oh, that's so cute. I think that's very cute.
Probably need one more of those.
Oh, I agree.
A grenade thrown into a kitchen in France would result in linoleum blown apart.
Okay, now somebody really had to think on that.
That one maybe didn't quite make the cut on
some of them. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was great.
Well, if you have something you'd like to share with us here on The Good Stuff, it is kimhburge@gmail.com. Send a story. Send a little true story. You're always fun to relay to our listeners out there.
Sour little quirk.
Again, that's kimhburge@gmail.com. That is The Good Stuff.